Oh, they all them old men then had beer.
Mm-hmm. What were they like? What kind of things did they do? Was there anything about them that you thought was maybe a little peculiar then?
No, some of them were the best people that I had just about ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And at that day,
mm-hmm.
now I can remember that.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd have called one of them a liar, you just ought not have done it.
Mm-hmm.
And they trusted one another, and he just thought that it would just be too bad. He would be runt, he'd be disgraced, he'd be done everything else if he beat you out of anything they told you a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And there was quite a few of them about over the country, and we didn't have it,
mm-hmm.
but had a little money.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they would borrow money?
Mm-hmm.
You say, your daddy had some money over yonder, and my daddy's over here, and he was wanted to borrow some money to have a patch of cotton picked.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to build him a barn out there, mm-hmm. put a piece of fence something there. He'd write a note, and me, not as big as this kid here,
mm-hmm.
about a 7 or 8 year old kid, he'd write a note, mm-hmm. tell me, you go over yonder and give it to Mr. So-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know what was in that note. Didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'd walk over there and hand it to him, and he'd look at it and read it. And if it was $25, if it was $50, he'd roll that money up.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you take that right straight, said, you keep that in your hand, and I don't put that in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You lose it, might lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd carry it back home and get it to my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He knew, now they knew one another, he knew that was just as good as,
mm-hmm.
well, in other words, now what they figured, if your word ain't no good, your note ain't no good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you see?
Yeah.
And I knowed I was up big enough to see I didn't see this,
mm-hmm.
but I could hear them all talking about it. In court one day, there was a man on the stand. I know the man's name done it,
mm-hmm.
but I had forgot the man that called him that.
Mm-hmm.
The man was telling something of in court. They had a court scrape over it. And this man was sitting back there in a chair, listening to this man explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And directly this man said, don't you know that's a dirty lie?
Mm-hmm.
And they said that man slapped him clean out of that chair right there in open court.
Mm-hmm.
Slapped him, oh, they said he slapped him, turned him, knocked his chair and all over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just don't call him that because he just thought he,
mm-hmm.
And tell you the truth, he hadn't lied. If he had been lying, he wouldn't have slapped the dick. But it just was a big laugh, you know. I don't remember where they might have got him for,
mm-hmm.
Disorderly conduct. Got him for contempt of court or something. I don't know. I don't remember about that. But the man named was Sheffield that slapped him.
Mm-hmm.
And slapped the other. But now I was just a boy, and it was all talking. And you know how grown folks are told.
Mm-hmm.
But who ought to call that man a lie? He doesn't know.
Do you remember the fellas with the beard? What kinds of clothes they wore, and what kinds of habits they had?
Well, a lot of them now, they wore suspenders, and they generally wore a big hat.
Mm-hmm.
It was a felt hat, but
mm-hmm.
it was a pretty good sized hat.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his mostly homemade pants, mm-hmm. and most of them suspenders were homemade.
Mm-hmm.